Jackie.com. Exclusions apply.
Bucks courtside.
So we just focus on how can we get better each day, and then you let the results speak for yourself.
On the home of the Bucks, WTMJ.
Almost tip time here inside of Fiserv Forum for the preseason opener between the Bucks and the Bulls. And rejoined now by Dave Kane, who will be calling the action today. And Dave, we mentioned all the players that are going to be out today. So really, you talked with a lot of these young guys the last couple of days, but this is a prime opportunity for them to get a good start in the preseason.
Yeah, this is your time to shine if you're a young player trying to make a name for yourself on a team loaded full of veteran players. And so those names that we talked about earlier, whether it's Andre Jackson, recently picked up in the number 36 pick, the last guy chosen in the draft, although probably a better talent than that, and for various reasons dropped that to that point. But Chris Livingston out of Kentucky, although he won't be playing today. We talked about that a moment ago. But those guys have an opportunity to try to show that they belong. Ty Washington, a former first-round pick as well. You're talking about an opportunity for some of these guys. Now, on the other side of things, for the Bulls, it's kind of funny. We talked about for Milwaukee coming into this, this is a Bucks team that decided to really change things up. For Chicago, they've kind of more or less run things back. Now, you add Javon Carter, a former Milwaukee Buck, who I think was a great pickup for this team. But then in addition to that, another guy who played for the Bucks briefly is Torrey Craig coming in here and his opportunity to play with the Bulls here in his first time. But aside from that, you're running it back with the same big three that you have been, Zach DeRozan, Nikola Vucevic, and DeMar DeRozan, all good players, but for whatever reason, it just has not really fully lined up for this team. And I still think the fact that Lonzo Ball is out has been such a huge hit to this team. He won't play this season again. His career very much in jeopardy, hanging in the balance. He says he'll play again. But they built this team, and they haven't had that true point guard that can score and shoot like he could, and they've missed him.
We'll see if Marjan Beauchamp has another 83-point performance in him after what he That's did right. over the summer at Seattle Pacific. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. The game is next. It's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Breakthroughs aren't just for medical journals. They're to help people live their best lives. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network, people are the driving force behind everything we do. That means every breakthrough, every clinical study, every interaction is to help you, your family, and your neighbors live better. We do everything humanly possible because we see everything humanly possible in you. To find out how compassion motivates world-class care, visit Frederick.com.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring it!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis. Oh, wow.
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton and one.
All season long.
It's his night.
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Where another season of Bucks basketball begins in earnest today here at Fiserv Forum. This afternoon, a five-game preseason slate tips off for the Bucks as they play host to the Chicago Bulls before hitting the road for three straight games starting in Memphis on Tuesday night. Hello, everybody. This is Dave Kane. And actually, looks like we've got our national anthem going a little bit earlier, so we'll pause to listen to this.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last beaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets break glare, the bombs bursting, and gave proof through the night that our flag was stolen. still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
All right, you're... National anthem. When we come back, we will take a look at your starting lineups and get ready to put the ball in the air. The Bucks and the Bulls preseason action today here at Fiserv Forum. Now this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
This BMO Bucks Radio Network broadcast is sponsored by Z-Bart of Greater Milwaukee, Concordia University of Wisconsin, BMO, Go Right Way, Valley Sports Wisconsin, Sargento Cheese, The Freighter, and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network, Uline, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Cousin Subs, Michelob Ultra, Menards, Toyota, and Woodman's Food Market. Tip-off is next on the home of the Bucks, WTMJ.
Why Z-Bart? Because cars, trucks, and SUVs still rust. Just look around the parking lot. See those lower panels with the rust spots? How about right above the rear tire? And don't get me started on the bottom of the doors. It doesn't have to happen, people. Rust-proof your vehicle. Z-Bart's rust protection comes with a 10-year warranty that covers all the areas just mentioned and more. Call the company with over 50 years' experience in rust-proofing. Call Z-Bart.
Hello and welcome to the Pick and Save Show. At Pick and Save, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Pick and Save app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in-store with no hidden fees or markups. Best of all, you'll know when items in your cart have a coupon, so you never miss a deal. So whether you're a delivery lover, picker-upper, or you shop in-store, you'll always save big at Pick and Save. Pick and Save. Fresh for everyone.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's
the
tap.
And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Fiserv Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Bango's Kids Club, presented by BMO, is the Milwaukee Bucks fan club for kids ages 3 to 12. Visit bucks.com/kidsclub for free activities delivered right to your inbox.
Back again at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks and the Bulls start the preseason off today. We got a lot of topics to get to here today. Before we do, though, let's tell you about some of our partners here. It's Bucks Basketball, as always, presented by BMO. They are the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from Milwaukee and Chicago airports. Valley Sports Wisconsin. Valley Sports, the heart of the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, the official cheese of the Bucks. By Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, today it is an opportunity. We thought maybe to see our first look at Damian Lillard and, of course, the new head coach, Adrian Griffin, but not so fast. Dame time is not quite here yet. We're going to have to wait at least a little bit longer before we see him in this arena because he will be sitting this afternoon's game along with Chris Middleton, along with Giannis Antetokounmpo, along with another recent acquisition, Cam Payne, who just joined the team, and another new face in Chris Livingston, who will sit today. A.J. Green also out for this first preseason game. Let's tell you about who is playing in your starting lineups now. They are presented, as always, by BMO. BMO, the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. And we'll start it off with the Chicago Bulls under the direction of their head coach, Billy Donovan, in his fourth season with the Bulls. His team will go with Kobe White at the point. That is going to be a position that rotates. They're trying to figure out who their starting point guard will be. It'll be Kobe White starting, though, in this game today next to DeMar DeRozan. who is coming in for his 15th season. Zach LaVine, two-time All-Star, will be making the start as well, along with Patrick Williams, the fourth-year pro out of Florida State, and Nikola Vucevic at center, 6'11", 260 pounds. That's the five for the Bulls. A pretty standard starting five for them. The Bucks, not so much. Starting five goes like this. It is going to be starting at the point. Lindell Wigginton, as he lines up for the start here this afternoon, next to Jay Crowder making the start, along with Malik Beasley, another new face for the Bucks, comes in via a trade with the coming in via a free agent deal after playing with the Jazz a season ago. Jay Crowder also starting along with Bobby Portis and Brook Lopez at center, as Lopez always seems to be the guy that plays even when all the other stars aren't. He's kind of the Iron Man. He says this is what he does this for. He wants to play in the games. Well, your wish is granted, Brook Lopez, as he makes his way out onto the court. The Bucks in the white uniforms today with the green numbers and lettering. The Bulls in their standard red with the black lettering and numbers, white outline. And Bulls spelled out across the front. Bucks spelled out across the front of the uniforms for Milwaukee. Our crew chief today, James Williams, will put the ball in the air shortly, where it is going to be Brook Lopez going opposite Nikola Vucevic. Lopez at 7 feet. Vucevic just 1 inch shorter at 6'11", as they are listed coming into the season here today. So here we go. Preseason action is officially underway as the ball is up, and it's going to be won back by the Bulls and Vucevic, who will start with it going right to left as we watch from our perch here at Fiserv Forum. Kobe White handles the ball with a high hair over top. As he passes it now over to right side, it's going to be a pull-up jumper from Zach LaVine. He misses it strong. Rebound snatched down by Portis. Feeds ahead to Crowder, and the Bucks will go to work with Lindell Wigginton to the top of the arc around the Brook Lopez screen. White stays with him. Comes to a stop on the left wing. Out top it comes to Crowder. Crowder sends out top to Lopez. He lets it fly. Long three misses, and we are still scoreless. Chicago going the other direction with it into the front court. Patrick Williams looking for a breakout season has not quite been able to live up to the expectations of where he was drafted high a couple years ago, but they are trying to get some certainly growth from a number of their young players. Kobe White trying to grab that point guard spot. Dishes to the right side. Vucevic out top. It goes to LaVine. He misses short on another three, and some early preseason rush from both teams missing their first three shots of the afternoon. Lindell Wigginton on the other side, hands to Lopez, and now he gets it over on the right baseline to Beasley. He casts a pass out top of the arc as it goes to Wigginton with a pocket pass over to Lopez. Lopez floater misses short from the free throw line, and we are still scoreless as both teams try to shake the cobwebs. An unusually long offseason for Milwaukee. 5 months without a game. Going back to April the 26th, that ill-fated day against Miami. Another missed shot on the other side. DeRozan pulls up and misses from 18. The rebound goes Milwaukee's way. Wigginton the other direction. His pass off the fingertips of Crowder, and it has been a bit of a rugged start both ways for these teams. Chicago comes away with it going the other way. Pass from Kobe White into the corner. LaVine misses a three. That rims in and out. Patrick Williams was fighting for that rebound with Malik Beasley and touched it last. It'll go back to Milwaukee. Still no score. Nearly 2 minutes in. Kind of what you might expect from a couple teams that haven't played in a minute. Combined 0 for 7 from the floor between these two teams to begin this game. Here's Beasley at the top of the circle on the right-hand dribble. He sends a cross-court pass. Another turnover as it was active hands from, it was DeRozan knocking it away. Kobe White came away with it. He gets through a couple defenders. And finally, we have a score as LaVine galloping down the lane, lays it off the window and good to put the Bulls ahead 2-0. It only took 2 minutes and about 12 seconds to get a bucket on the board. Here's Beasley the other way. A little give-and-go action. He gets it back to Crowder, and Crowder floats one up and in, and Milwaukee has answered with their first points of the day. 9:30 to play. First quarter action. Chicago right to left into the front court. Billy Donovan talked about some of the things he's looking for his team. He's looking for more paint attacking. He wants to see his team create more offense that way and get to the line more. Here's a pull-up three from the left wing. Kobe White couldn't hit. Both these teams, though, really certainly working on themselves more than anything else at this time of the year. Bobby Portis goes to work, and he puts the Bucks ahead for the first time as he drives the left side of the lane and kisses it off the window and good. A 4-2 advantage for the Bucks. Kobe White the other direction on the right wing. Sends out top. Vucevic rotates it. Near wing left. DeMar DeRozan, left free throw line extended. Pulls up and knocks down his patent mid-range jumper. Ties this game at 4 points apiece as he connects from about 19 feet. Here's Jay Crowder on the other side. Slings it left wing to Beasley. He'll dump it off to Portis. Portis pulls up. 15-footer. Yes, sir, as he drains another one. So Bobby Portis, back-to-back field goals. Milwaukee leads 6-4. BP has talked about his stated goal coming into the season. Once again, he wants to be sixth man of the year with this group. That is the goal. It was a year ago. He was a finalist last season. Here's a pull-up three from DeMar DeRozan, who's talked about his increased shooting potential from outside. He wants to stretch his game out from just a mid-range guy. Hasn't necessarily shot it well historically, but he hits that three to put his team ahead by one. Three-point try on the other side from Brook Lopez. Misses short. Rebound batted out to Patrick Williams, who trots it the other direction now for Chicago. Pulls up. 18-footer rattles through. Patrick Williams with his first points of the day. Chicago leads by three, 9-6, 7:45 play. We are in quarter number one here at Fiserv Forum. Bobby Portis, a head fake, steps inside the arc. Misses this time from about 18 feet. Rebound picked up by White. White races off the other way, all the way to the hoop. Kicks it out as he had two defenders on him. That sets up Zach LaVine for the three, and he knocks it down to put the Bulls out in front 12-6. An 8-0 run for Chicago. We've got 7:28 to go here in the first quarter. First game of the preseason here in downtown Milwaukee. Back with more after this. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Are you ready to be treated like a VIP? Drop the third-party apps and download the Cousins Club app for true VIP status. Then order your favorite subs and sides directly on the Cousins Club app to reap the rewards. You'll get access to exclusive, limited-time-only products, coupons, and special offers. And you'll earn reward points, free food, and Cousins merchandise. Now that's how a VIP should be treated. Cousins Subs. We believe in better.
Providing the largest cancer clinical trials treatment program in Wisconsin is more than a statistic. It means offering you more options. It means more hope. At the Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, people are the driving force behind providing the most advanced, most powerful cancer care available. We push further, learn more, and lead the way. That's how we do everything humanly possible for life without cancer. To find out how dedication fuels breakthrough cancer care, visit Frater.com/cancer.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, show me the money, to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, show me the money. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Bucks basketball is back. A new era tips off with Coach Griffin at the helm, alongside returning favorites and exciting new additions. It's Dame time, Milwaukee. Don't miss a moment of the action. From the electrifying slam dunks to the roar of 18,000 fans, all unfolding live at Fiserv Forum. Secure your seats now. Visit bucks.com/tickets and join us for an unforgettable season of Bucks basketball. There's a seat waiting for you at Fiserv Forum. Secure yours now at bucks.com/tickets.
Here at Fiserv Forum, we are looking at what is now a 12-6 advantage for the Chicago Bulls preseason opener. 7:28 to go in the first. Glad to have you with us. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They are the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. We're also presented by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, the Bucks not enjoying what they've seen here of late after holding Chicago scoreless over their first four shots. It was 5 of 6 from the floor since that time. As Milwaukee will have the basketball to resume play here. I didn't see what was the cause of that ovation for the fans.
That was Damian Lillard on the scoreboard, okay, so the fans got a glimpse of him.
The newest prize. Not playing, though, today. Damian Lillard sits, so does Giannis, so does Middleton. Here's a drive from Lindo Wigginton, and he's blocked and is taken away by DeMar DeRozan. He's going the other direction. DeRozan has a two-on-one, draws Beasley in, who was trying to help alongside Brook Lopez, but he also had LaVine right in front of him. So it was an odd man rush for all intents and purposes for Chicago, and they managed to get to the free throw line with DeRozan stepping to the stripe. bears mentioning, too, Justin, that, like, you know, look, we're talking about a Bucks team. We talked about all those guys that aren't playing. Chicago's going with what amounts to essentially their starting lineup for this game. So it stands to reason that the Bucks would find themselves in a bit of an early hole.
And Billy Donovan joked, too, that this was basically close to the setup they had against the Nuggets last year, who went on to win the championship. But we played all our guys. They rested some. And Jamal Murray was still kind of working his way back. So it's just how coaches view the preseason.
Yep. Both free throws go down for DeRozan, and now Milwaukee trying to get their first field goal after missing their last three. It's been a 6-0 run for Chicago, and here's Brook Lopez to the cup, making a 10-0 run that he snaps right there. So Brook manages to wiggle his way down the lane for what will go as his first field goal after he missed his first three attempts of the day. Here's Kobe White, lobs inside to traffic, knocked away. It was knocked away by Wiggins and picked up by Portis. He lost the handle before it was gathered in by Crowder. He feeds ahead to Lopez. Lopez, transition three. He launches and connects from the right wing. So Brook Lopez, his first three-point make of this preseason schedule, presented as always by Michelob Ultra. Three-pointers, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So Milwaukee creeps back to within 3 points. 6:15 to go here in the first. 14-11, Chicago with a lead in the basketball. DeRozan passes right wing as he sends it over to Kobe White. Now it goes to Vucevic. Vucevic puts it on the floor, pulls up his jumper from the free throw line, misses short, rebounded by Jay Crowder. Crowder the other direction for Milwaukee. Will hand it off to Wigginton. It's Wigginton, Crowder, Lopez, Portis, and Beasley for Milwaukee. They lose track of Crowder. He's going to try to make him pay, but he cannot as he misses the three from right in front of that Chicago bench. Bulls go the other way with it. Levine hands off right wing three. Kobe White drains it from the right side. So White says, your loss is my gain as he follows Crowder's miss with a three-pointer of his own, and Chicago back up by six. Here's Crowder, bounce pass to the near wing. Beasley snakes his way into the lane. He was challenged by Levine. He missed his bank shot from right of the lane about 8 feet out on a contested shot. Spinning the other way, Torrey Craig down the lane. He missed the shot. Rebound tipped and controlled by Bobby Portis. Portis coming off of that season that saw him average a career high in rebounds a year ago. As he sends out, Brook Lopez connects on another three. So his second consecutive three on as many tries as he pulls Milwaukee back to within three again, 17-14. And Chicago will go the other way. Vucevic tries to answer. His three ball misses short, but the rebound lands in the breadbasket of Torrey Craig. Wearing the black headband, he will send out top to DeRozan. DeRozan fakes the shot, sends the pass near wing left. Kobe White's three ball in and out. Rebounded by Milwaukee. Portis goes the other way. Wearing the white headband as he works into the corner. Quick touch pass from Wigginton out top to Beasley. Beasley's three misses short from the right side. Out it comes, going the other way. Torrey Craig right into Jay Crowder and lays it off the window and good in transition. Well, Malik Beasley's three-point shooting is something the Bucks hope will be a nice boost to this group. He is an offensive dynamo when he gets going. We'll see what he can do here. Fires another three-pointer up but cannot hit again. So for Beasley, he's missed his first three shots in this game to begin our first quarter with 4:05 to play. 19-14 lead for Chicago. You can make it 22-14 as Torrey Craig drills one from the left wing. So new to the Chicago Bulls, Torrey Craig puts his name on the scoreboard with a three-pointer there. Going the other way with it now. Milwaukee going to turn it over. Ball knocked away, taken by Craig. He'll send ahead to White. Numbers going the other way. White, Eurostep, right past Wigginton to the cup. Lays it off the window and good. Chicago with its largest lead of 10 now with 3:35 to go in the first. Here's an entry pass intended for Crowder. That's knocked away, taken by Levine. And Chicago's off and running the other direction. DeRozan hoists up a three from the near wing. That misses strong. Rebounded by Crowder. But, you know, I mentioned that DeRozan has mentioned a more concerted effort. He's going to try to expand his game beyond the three-point arc a little bit more. You've seen it early on here, trying to work on that. Ball dropped by Crowder, but he snatches it back in on the other side. Little jump step in the lane, pulls up, misses from 8 feet away, and now Chicago has it. They're going to use a timeout. Chicago's on a 10-3 scoring run with 3:06 remaining here in the first quarter. They lead 24-14. Opening quarter action. Fiserv Forum preseason game number one of the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
For over 20 years, the Milwaukee Bucks have used Sky High Marketing. Sky High Marketing helps businesses promote their brand with custom merchandise, including apparel and promotional products. Brands available include Nike, North Face, Yeti, and more. If your company is in need of a merchandise partner to help take your brand to new heights, contact Sky High Marketing. The Milwaukee Bucks trust Sky High Marketing. You should too. Visit skyhighmarketing.com to learn more.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the courts!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to the Pick and Save Show. At Pick and Save, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Pick and Save app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in-store with no hidden fees or markups. Best of all, you'll know when items in your cart have a coupon, so you never miss a deal. So whether you're a delivery lover, picker-upper, or you shop in-store, you'll always save big at Pick and Save. Pick and Save. Fresh for everyone.
Get your 5 to 12-year-old active at a Milwaukee Bucks youth basketball fall camp. Kids will learn basketball skills and have tons of fun. Find one near you at bucks.com/camps.
Hey, Bucks game, Bucks fans, today's cocktail of the game is presented by Casamigos. Visit www.bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe and all this season's Casamigos cocktail of the game recipes. Casamigos, proud to be an official spirit of the Milwaukee Bucks in Fiserv Forum. Also brought to you, as always, by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So far, the Bucks find themselves in a 10-point hole, trailing 24-14 just moments ago. Giannis wearing warm-ups here today, I should say his jogger today, and got the hoodie on. He was giving some words of advice for a couple new young faces that have just checked in. Ty Washington making his debut, second-year player, another second-year guy. Marjon Beauchamp was getting some words of advice from Giannis as well as we came into action here. Chicago's got the basketball. Alex Caruso missing on a three-point try, but rebound gets away from Torrey Craig, goes out of bounds as he was scrambling after it with Thanasis. Actually, I think they may say it was off of Thanasis now. So they'll say Thanasis touched it last. So for Milwaukee, it's Connaughton out there along with Thanasis, Beauchamp, Washington, Robin Lopez out there for the first time in his return to Milwaukee, playing with his twin brother, Brooke. So he's out there as well. And Pat Connaughton, here's a drive inside. Ayo Dosunmu lost the handle on it as he was going up with it. Lost it out of bounds. It's going to go back over to Milwaukee. Chicago with a new fivesome as well than from the group that began the game. You got Torrey Craig still out there, but Ayo Dosunmu's out there. Javon Carter is also out making his debut now with the Chicago team in the same building he's spent the last 2 years here in Milwaukee, along with Caruso and Andre Drummond. For the Bulls, the veteran big man is defending Robin Lopez right now. Lopez sends out top. Connaughton's got it now on the right wing. He'll give it now to Beauchamp. Beauchamp, pocket pass, tried to thread it into Connaughton, but it was intercepted and taken away. Chicago the other way with it. Carter, transition feed. This is his trademark three-point pull-up, but he missed it strong this time from the right wing in transition. How many times have we seen him take that shot through the last couple years here in Milwaukee? Whistle and a foul on the other side. Dosunmu was trying to get in the way of Pat Connaughton, got charged with what will be his first. So it'll be Bucks basketball. That is the first team foul for Chicago here in this quarter. Here comes the inbound pass from Pat Connaughton. He'll send it to Lopez. Robin hands it off to Thanasis. Thanasis drives in, slices his way through the lane, but can't finish at the cup. Rebound kept alive. What a play there by Beauchamp going into the air, showing that athleticism and then slinging it behind his back off the body of Andre Drummond, so it'll stay with Milwaukee.
I think without all those big names that we went through not playing today, Marjan Beauchamp is who you would gravitate to as the guy that probably has the most eyes on him today.
Yeah, he's got a real opportunity with the roster change that we've seen with both Grayson Allen and Drew Holiday leaving the team in that Lillard trade. Beauchamp tries to funnel to the near side. It gets to Connaughton off a deflection. Now Connaughton drives across the lane. He gets inside, missed the shot up close. Rebound, batted around back to Connaughton, and this time he'll flip it up and in, up close off of the deflection from Robin Lopez. Chicago goes the other way. Active hands, knock the ball, but it gets to its intended target. It's going to be Craig handing off to Drummond. Drummond missed the shot, but there was a whistle and a foul. And that'll be just the second team foul. Make it the, that's the third team foul for the Bucks. But with 1:29 to go here in this first quarter, it will send Andre Drummond to the line as the foul on Thanasis. So Milwaukee trying to get, I mean, look, you're expecting them to be disjointed, maybe perhaps as much as any team in the league this preseason, just by virtue of that, not only some new pieces coming, but a new head coach and new coaching staff and whole new system. So it'll be a work in progress throughout this preseason, really throughout the early part of the season, you have to think, even though you've got all that firepower, Drummond knocks down the first free throw.
You expect some struggles with all of those players off the floor, but I think the one thing that Adrian Griffin would point to is the amount of turnovers. He preached turnovers throughout camp, but he meant forcing them, not giving them, up five already for this team.
Yep. Both free throws good from Andre Drummond, and Chicago leads 26-16. Pass goes to the far side. High catch, high release from Connaughton. He cannot hit the three-pointer from the left side. Rebound goes to Carter. Carter passes ahead. He gets it over to Craig. Back to Carter. Javon navigating into the paint. Puts the shot up. Contested off the window and good. Javon Carter undersized, but you wouldn't know it the way he plays the game. He is a fearless competitor out there, and Chicago very happy about the ability to add him to their roster. Would have fit well, you have to think, with what Bucks new head coach Adrian Griffin brings. Once that aggression on defense and turnovers, here's a missed layup attempt from Ty Washington. Chicago the other way with a move moving quickly as Drummond lays it in off the window and good. Inside of 40 seconds to go down the first quarter, all Chicago here in our opening 12. 30-16, they've got the advantage on a 13-3 run. Pat Connaughton tries to answer with a three. Gets a friendly home roll there, high off the front iron, but it finds its way through the cylinder nonetheless, and Pat's got his first three ball of the day. He's got 5 points, 2 of 4 from the floor, and it is back to an 11-point game. Javon Carter into the front court with 29 seconds to play now. Game clock and shot clock separated by 9 seconds. Caruso sends down low. It goes to Drummond. He'll hand it off. Craig rejected at the rim by Thanasis. Rebounded by Beauchamp. Beauchamp, little hesitation, then throws on the acceleration as he drives down the lane for a nice finger roll. Good little hezzy move there.
He beat Alex Caruso, who is a terrific individual defender.
So here comes Carter around the Drummond screen, pulls up his 14-footer back iron, bounces a couple times, no good. Drummond as good as anybody in offensive rebounds, but can't get this one to go in time because the horn sounded when he was tapping it around. So that takes us to the end of the first quarter. It's a 9-point Chicago lead. We move to the second. You're locked in to preseason basketball on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Bryan here, and nothing is worse than your favorite white T-shirt turning yellow and stretching out. That's why I wear Jockey's Classic T-shirts. Their quality is so good, even after 50 washes, Jockey T-shirts stay white and keep their fit. With Jockey's 100% satisfaction guarantee, if you don't love them as much as I do, you'll get your money back. There's only one Jockey.
Jockey, the T-shirt authority. Take an additional 25% off any purchase at checkout with code word BOX. Only on jockey.com. Exclusions apply.
Bango needs your help to stuff his mailbox before this Bucks season tips off. Show your support for the team and share your best basketball advice, your favorite Bucks moments, or your championship caliber fan art through Dear Bango, presented by Bubon Orthodontics. Bango's mailbox is open and he wants to hear from you. Grab your paper, pencil, and MVP level creativity. Get all the details on Dear Bango, presented by Bubon, at bucks.com/dearbango.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment
at freighter.com/second opinion.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money!" More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Nine-point game as we welcome you back to Fiserv Forum. 30-21, Chicago Bulls out in front. Bucks playing without a number. Their normal stalwarts here today, including the new acquisition, Damian Lillard. Giannis also wearing a tracksuit here today with the ball cap on, watching from the side. Glad to have you with us. We're brought to you by Pick and Save, the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. Go Bucks. Milwaukee with the basketball, starting things left to right here in the second quarter. Pat Connaughton feeds underneath. There's a two-hand slam from Thanasis, who does a little Hulk pose going the other direction as he flexes the other direction in transition. So Thanasis on the board for the first time. You've got an Antetokounmpo and a Lopez on the floor, but not the two that we've come to recognize the most out there, with Thanasis and Robin Lopez out there. A little 7-0 run for the Bucks currently. Ball knocked away from Caruso out of bounds. It was active hands from Marjon Beauchamp as the Bucks begin this second quarter with a combination of Beauchamp, Ty Washington, along with Pat Connaughton, Robin Lopez, and Thanasis. Chicago countering with Patrick Williams, DeSumo, Drummond, along with Carter and Caruso. Carter passes to Williams. Williams lets it fly from three. Bank shot good at the buzzer. Well, just like he drew it up.
Yeah, you got to call those.
I didn't see him call that one.
So I would use my challenge if I was Adrian Griffin.
Connaughton's got it on the right wing. That's a rule change. We'll talk more about more opportunity challenges. All joking aside, as Connaughton slithers his way down the lane and lays it off the window and good. So the new rules with challenges this season, if you are successful on your first one, you will get another opportunity to challenge. Still use your timeout, but I like that rule. Here's a drive inside. DeSumo has it blocked away from behind. Thanasis knocked it away over to the hands of Connaughton. Connaughton going the other way in transition. Feeds ahead. Bucks down by 8. Chicago has led throughout most of this one here in this preseason opener. Thanasis down the lane. Uses the left hand. Slithers his way inside and lays it off the rim and good. Chicago going to lose it in transition the other direction, but was it touched by a Buck player? It apparently was, as it'll stay with the Bulls. Lead down to 6 as Chicago has seen Milwaukee embark on an 11-3 run here. Inbound pass coming from DeSumo. He sends it into Carter. Carter's at the top of the arc, trying to shake the defense of Washington. He will. Quick release on the three-point bomb as he drills it from straight on. Well, Javon Carter, man, he got that one off in a hurry, didn't he?
Sure did. And, you know, this is a nice kind of trial by fire for Ty Washington, that he's got Javon Carter picking him up full court and then switching off onto Alex Caruso.
Connaughton trying to answer back. He can't hit the three. Pat saw his three-point shooting numbers go down a bit a season ago, trying to get back on track there. Here's a drive inside, and the scoop shot misses from Patrick Williams, and trying to save it from going out of bounds, Drummond, but he was on the end line when he did. So we'll go back to the Bucks with 9:56 remaining in the second quarter here at Fiserv Forum. Bucks won't play here again for some time because they are on the road starting on Tuesday night in Memphis. Then we go straight to Los Angeles, where the Bucks won't play again until Sunday, but a little time in SoCal for the Bucks players to kind of practice and work together, get to know each other away from home. Almost like a little extra preseason camp away from home. Chicago was in Nashville. Here's a late shot clock shot from Washington. He lost track of that clock and was being harassed as he got it off, but it did not draw iron, so it's a shot clock violation back to Chicago. But mentioning the Bulls, they played their preseason camp away from Illinois, the state of Illinois, for the first time since 86. Went down to Nashville. Almost like the Bucks are doing that next week in Los Angeles of sorts. Here's a pass down inside. Drummond's rejected by Robin Lopez. Rebound goes to Beauchamp. Beauchamp the other direction for Milwaukee. Little hesitation again. Now feeds out left wing. Catch and shoot three. Washington can't hit. Had a good look at that one from the left wing, but missed it short. Rebound goes to Chicago and Carter the other direction. Javon, a long three. He wants to throw it right back at his old teammates. Not this time, as he misses strong. That'll be a fun one to watch as the season goes. You know, there's always that little extra rivalry in the I-94 matchup between these teams, but now you got a couple former Bucks with Chicago. Here's a pull-up three from Beauchamp. That misses back iron too strong. Deadens on the back iron before it goes to a Bulls player going the other way. Williams with a head fake. He's going to pull up inside the arc just on that corner, and he'll knock down a long-range jumper from about 20 feet out. So that puts the Bulls back ahead by 12. 39-27, Chicago out in front, 8:37 to play in the second quarter. This is Bucks basketball in the preseason on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's the tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/FanCard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Cousin Subs just got better. With our newest mobile app update, we've made it easier to purchase your favorite subs and sides with Apple or Google Pay and the ability to make split payments. And that's not all. Can we get your digits? Sign up today for our new text messaging program to unlock exclusive coupons and offers at CousinSubs.com or via our app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, show me the money, to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, show me the money. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Point lead for the Chicago Bulls in town today. Preseason early lid lifter. Got a noon game because, what, we got a comedy act coming in here today? Bill Barr later on here at Fiserv Forum. So hopefully no comedy to speak of here early on in this one, Justin. But it has not exactly gone according to the script for the Bucks. But 6-0 run for Chicago. What have you, I mean, it's always so tricky to ascertain much in the preseason. But what has anything stood out to you thus far?
Well, the things that I was curious to see is screen navigation, because that's such a huge part of Drew's game. And it ties into what they're going to do defensively. So how do they handle that? But the interesting thing, too, is seeing you're playing Jay Crowder as a three, and the defensive assignment he got was DeMar DeRozan early, which they kind of need.
Yeah, a lot of those little key storylines we'll be watching as the season goes. Here's Beauchamp trying to thread the needle as he tried to pass one through traffic over to Thanasis. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bucks, though, with Washington, Beauchamp, Thanasis, Connaughton, and Robin Lopez. A couple new faces coming in now for Chicago as Levine and DeRozan, along with Vucevic, just checked in. As it looks like they will join Ayo Dosunmu out there. And actually some new faces for the Bucks now coming in, too. Robin's going to be replaced by his twin brother, Brooke. Brooke would say, as it should be. And then it's going to be also Malik Beasley and Bobby Portis coming in. Man, the comedy. Speaking of the comedy show, we were talking about Bill Barr. Those two, forget about it. I watched Robin Lopez opine about why he hates various mascots in the league for about 10 minutes on Friday. And talk about his cat's room. Here's an inbound pass to Bobby Portis, who lays it off the window and good. I mean, it is Comedy Central times two with those guys.
He had a decent relationship with Bango, but Benny the Bull was a totally different story.
Benny was on his list of mascots that he could do without. Here's a pass inside. Levine trying to get the pass from Vucevic, knocked away. I think he also mentioned, Rocky.
Yep.
In Denver was also on his personal hit list of sorts And then who was the third? Houston's mascot, the Rockets mascot. He's a big fan of that one. Here's DeMar DeRozan. He's at the left elbow, pulls up. His shot, front iron, bounces no good. Rebounded by Brooke Lopez, who will hand it off now to Portis. Portis into the front court on the left wing, hands the ball to Beasley. Malik Beasley with 7:47 to play in the second quarter. Bucks down 39-29 for now. That's before Bobby Portis elevates and deposits one in from about 17 feet left of the lane as he knocks it down. Milwaukee goes to work on defense on the other side. Taking better care of the basketball so far here in the second quarter after they gave it away five times in the first quarter. Vucevic pulls up and he'll connect on a 17-footer right of the lane. Vucevic got that good shooting touch. The 7-footer. As he's going to see Brooke Lopez trying to answer with a little touch of his own, but misses short on his jumper from 17 at the left elbow. Rebound goes to Chicago on a deflection. Now DeMar DeRozan into the front court. He's going to pull up mid-range J, rims in and out. Rebounded down by Ty Washington. Washington wearing the braids, goes the other way. Actually, I'm going to say pigtails. Here's a drive down low. Beauchamp lays that one in. Knifes his way down the lane. Yeah, Washington is wearing what we can only describe as pigtails. It's not braids. That's pigtails, Justin.
I thought of doing it a couple years ago.
Yeah. Here's a steal. Maybe Beasley steps in front of the pass. He's going to take off the other way. And he had a chance to throw it down. Says, you know what? I'm going to just lay this in. Timeout, Chicago. We're going to find out what happened with Justin's pigtail decision. When we come back, it was a big decision for him. 6:34 to go here in the second. This is Bucks Basketball on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. I do it
for the ball. Hello and welcome to the Pick and Save Show. At Pick and Save, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Pick and Save app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in-store with no hidden fees or markups. Best of all, you'll know when items in your cart have a coupon, so you never miss a deal. So whether you're a delivery lover, picker-upper, or you shop in-store, you'll always save big at Pick and Save. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone.
Bucks basketball is back. A new era tips off with Coach Griffin at the helm, alongside returning favorites and exciting new additions. It's Dame time, Milwaukee. Don't miss a moment of the action. From the electrifying slam dunks to the roar of 18,000 fans, all unfolding live at Fiserv Forum. Secure your seats now. Visit bucks.com/tickets and join us for an unforgettable season of Bucks basketball. There's a seat waiting for you at Fiserv Forum. Secure yours now at bucks.com/tickets.
For over 20 years, the Milwaukee Bucks have used Sky High Marketing. Sky High Marketing helps businesses promote their brand with custom merchandise, including apparel and promotional products. Brands available include Nike, North Face, Yeti, and more. If your company is in need of a merchandise partner to help take your brand to new heights, contact Sky High Marketing. The Milwaukee Bucks trust Sky High Marketing. You should too. Visit skyhighmarketing.com to learn more.
Hey guys, Luke Bryan here for Jockey. Did you know that Jockey makes my favorite t-shirts? I wear Jockey walking my dogs, working out, fishing with my boys, and even when I'm on stage. And I know that it'll look good as new after throwing my Jockey tee in the wash. So give Jockey a try for yourself. Remember, there's only one Jockey.
Luke's right. There's only one Jockey. Jockey, the T-shirt authority. Take an additional 25% off any purchase at checkout with code word BUCKS. Only on Jockey.com. Exclusions apply.
Join the roar of 18,000 Bucks fans and be a part of every incredible moment that comes next. Get in on the action and select your favorite matchups at bucks.com/tickets.
6-point game here in this preseason lid lifter Pfizer form. Chicago 41, Milwaukee 35. Hey, Bucks fans, you can catch the Bucks all season long on Bally Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, the can't-miss moments. Watch on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app. We're also brought to you by Delta Dental. They make dental and vision insurance simple. They are the answer, definitely. Delta Dental for insurance made simple. Choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. Dave Kane alongside Justin Garcia. Ryan Elliott, our on-site engineer. We got Tom Hecker, fresh off of his trip to Louisville, Kentucky, where he worked with the Irish last night. Doing stats here, double duty, man, no rest for the weary. Good to have the band back together. Chicago with the basketball going right to left into the front court here. As Kobe White going to feed it to Levine. Levine elevates and connects from 17. So Zach LaVine coming up with what goes as his third make of the day. He's got 7 points here in this first half. Pass to Portis on the other side. Out top it comes. Brook Lopez uncorks a beauty as he connects from a couple steps behind the three-point line straight on. Leads down to 5 now. Chicago team that's led by as many as 12 in this one. Going the other direction with it. It's a pull-up jumper from Kobe White. Nice-looking shot from 14 feet on that right side of the lane. Bucks go the other way. 45-38, game 5. 45 to go in the opening half. Malik Beasley to the right wing. Comes to a stop. Sends out top to Lopez. Back inside to Beasley. He sends to the corner. Crowder tees it up. Yes, sir. Jay Crowder connecting from distance. His first three ball of the day. He's got 2 buckets, now 5 points. Starting in the starting five this preseason opener today. Chicago the other way. Levine's got it top of the circle. He's defended by Malik Beasley around the Vucevic screen. Pick and roll action back to Vucevic. He'll thread it over to the near corner. Patrick Williams offline on the three-point try. Rebound goes to Brook Lopez. Milwaukee going the other way. Portis has the ball knocked away. He's diving after that loose ball. Preseason or not, Bobby is laying that skin on the floor as he keeps it alive for his team. Goes off of Chicago. Bobby got into it and practiced a little bit with a teammate. And, you know, they were going hard the other day. And it was a full scrimmage. Bobby's words, he kept saying, I compete. I compete. And there is no questioning that. Bobby Portis competes with the best of them. And doesn't matter what time it is. Jay Crowder has the ball knocked away. Try to pass. It was deflected by Patrick Williams into Kobe White's hands. Now, Williams going the other way. Passes off to Levine. Levine sends it off the foot of Beasley. And that'll put the ball out of bounds. Back over to Chicago. Our officiating crew today, James Williams, Fennessy Ransom, and Brent Haskell. Robin Lopez springs to his feet. He's got the sideshow Bob Dew rocking. Getting set to check in with that poofy hair. Speaking of poofy hair, here comes the rookie. Man, that must have been on the lineup card here as Andre Jackson comes out with a rather luminous haircut of his own right. Portis checks out. Brook Lopez checks out. So it's basically Robin for Brook throughout this first half. One of them's been on the floor most all the game. Inbound pass to Vucevic. Vucevic sends it to DeRozan. DeRozan working on the rookie Jackson as he puts a head fake on, draws the whistle and the foul on Andre Jackson. Jackson known for his defense in his time with the UConn Huskies and great leader, good athlete. It's the shot that he talked about earlier in our pregame interview that he certainly wants to work on. He knows that. Everybody knows that. That's the next part of his game that will earn him some opportunities in the next level. Here's a drive. Levine works it over to Williams. Williams sends out top to White. White, a little no-look pass. A little too much heat on that one for Levine as it goes off his hands and out of bounds back to Milwaukee. Bucks go the other way with it. Into the front court. Beasley hands to Robin Lopez. Lopez to Jackson. Bucks back to within 4 now. Closest they've been since it was 17-14, and they're even closer now because Malik Beasley launches and connects on a three-pointer from the right wing. Another Michelob Ultra 3 for the Bucks. Back to within 1 point now. 4:10 to go here. Second quarter. Nikola Vucevic sends out to Williams. Williams tees one up from 3. That one off the back iron, in and out. Rebounded by Jackson. Jackson races into the front court. Off to Beasley. Beasley a head fake. Now drives. Has the ball poked away from behind by Levine. Levine's behind the defense. Wanted the ball. They didn't get it to him. Instead, it's a transition 3 from Kobe White. He can't hit. Jackson fighting for that rebound. Had it knocked away from behind by Patrick Williams. It looks like it should be Bucks basketball. Torrey Craig getting set to come in now for Chicago as he will come in to replace Patrick Williams. Torrey Craig played for and then against the Bucks in the finals for the Phoenix Suns. Played 18 games with the Bucks that season. 32 with the Suns. Now he's with Chicago for the first time, playing his first game in preseason action here today. Lindell Wigginton passes left wing, long 3. Beasley's feeling it, and he connects again. This is what we talked about early. He brings this, and the Bucks have their first lead since it was 6-4. 47-45, Bucks out in front with 3.5 to play here in the second quarter. Chicago the other way. Kobe White moving across that midcourt logo into the front court over the shoulder. Pass to Vucevic. Now to DeRozan. DeRozan a head fake. Working on Jackson. Takes it laterally across the lane. Passes out. Now they work it near side. We've got a whistle and an offensive foul away from the basketball. I think that's Vucevic. I believe extending the elbow. Chicago's first team foul here in the quarter. And it is on Vucevic. For Vuce, that'll be his now first foul. Bucks about scored the Bulls 26-15 here in this second quarter with 3:07 to go here in the second. Pass to Robin Lopez. Lopez trying to show some range. He misses on the three-pointers. Rebound goes to Kobe White. Chicago the other direction with it, trailing 47-45. Zach LaVine around the screen. Passes to Vucevic. Vucevic pass nearly intercepted, but it's going to be a turnover anyway. Active hands from Lindell Wigginton. Got in the way of the pass, and it caromed off of his hands and then off of Torrey Craig's hands. So it's going to go to Milwaukee as Jackson checks out. Jay Crowder is back in. Crowder sporting the white headband in his second season, his first full season with the Bucks. That'll be interesting, too, with Crowder, who had gone extended time without playing, about 9 months before he joined the Bucks last year. Crowder's got it top of the arc. He uncorks the three. Yes, sir. Jay Crowder, his second long one of the day. Another Michelob Ultra 3. Bucks lead at 50-45. It's a 19-6 run now. 23-6 over the last 5:41. Chicago's got it the other direction now. Kobe White behind the back. Bounce pass over to Vucevic. Vucevic gets the pass past the extended hand of Malik Beasley to LaVine. LaVine a head fake. Now he leans back and hits a tough shot just inside the arc. 50-47 our score. Approaching the 2-minute mark of the second quarter. Robin Lopez sends near wing right to Beasley. Beasley with a left-hand dribble. Crossing over on LaVine. Bounce pass right of the lane to Lopez. Robin dribbles with a left hand. Sends right wing to Crowder. Now back to Lopez. Robin, head fake. Sends out top. Beasley, a head fake. Sends LaVine into the air. Steps into the three-pointer. Misses this time too strong. Rebound to Vucevic. He'll get it to Kobe White. White sends ahead. Now it's DeRozan being trailed by Jackson. DeMar bodying up on Jackson. Goes into the paint. Sends out top to Vucevic. Now the handoff inside. Kobe White glides in. Lays it in with the right hand up close.
That's two times now that we've seen that matchup of Jackson on DeRozan, and he's done a really nice job staying with it.
So here comes Lindell Wigginton. Yeah, the defense, you know, is there for the youngster. You mentioned it, though. It's can that shot keep him so he's not a liability on the other side of things? Here's Beasley. He misses on the three-point try, but the rebounded nicely on the offensive boards by Crowder. Sent back out to Beasley. Now Beasley over left wing to Wigginton. Quick release with nine to shoot. Contested three, misses everything and goes out of bounds as Kobe White was right in his grill, and Wigginton wanted a foul, didn't get it.
And the thing I would add to that is this. You obviously need to be able to hit the open shot, but when you add Damian Lillard, that does change things for the rest of the team as well.
Well, and that's why both he and the guy who just checked into the game, Marjon Beauchamp, have a real opportunity more now so than they probably would have otherwise, because their defense is very much needed. And again, to your point, there are other guys who can hit shots, a.k.a. Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, Brook Lopez, all these guys that can knock down the shots. Here comes Vucevic, leans into Robin Lopez, draws the whistle and the foul on the blocking call. Vucevic will go to the line, and Billy Donovan talked about his desire to get more free throw attempts for his team a season ago. They ranked just 26th in the league. It getting to the free throw line just under 22 times a game. Vucevic at the line for the second time today. First free throw is good. He'll have another one looking at him with 45 seconds to go here in this opening half. We are tied again at 50 points apiece. Here comes the second free throw. That's good. Bucks have trailed by as many as 14 points in this game. Saw their largest lead of five evaporate as Chicago's now got the one-point advantage. Wigginton's into the front court. 38 seconds to go in the second quarter. Connaughton was getting ready to fire up a three. There was a whistle and a foul. Was it on the shot, though? If it was, he'll be stepping to the line for three. And it looks like it's going to be on the floor. So Connaughton will have it out of bounds, getting set to inbound as Torrey Craig is called for what will go down as his first foul. Here comes Wigginton, top of the circle. Bounce pass off the foot of Craig as he was trying to get it back to Connaughton on the near wing. It'll be Bucks ball. Now, you've got 33 seconds on the clock. Do you think about a two-for-one here? We'll see. Robin Lopez hands the ball off now to Jackson. Jackson back to Lopez. Now to Jackson. Jackson, little runner off the window. Kisses it off the window too strong this time. Is Vucevic away with a rebound. Now DeMar DeRozan the other way for Chicago into the front court. He's defended by Andre Jackson around midcourt. Game clock and shot clock separated by about 2.5 seconds. Ball poked away by Jackson with quick hands on DeRozan. Now DeRozan gets a screen from Vucevic. He's picked up by Robin Lopez outside to the right wing. Contested three ball misses from Craig as Connaughton got in the way. Half court heave at the horn from Jackson. Misses off the window, and that is the way the first half will come to an end. Mentioned Bucks trailed by as many as 14 points in the opening half, but ultimately eliminated that deficit. Took a 5-point lead before going scoreless the last 2:39 of the second quarter. They trail 51 to